Now listening to Get Sports Radio.
Number 13 coming your way today on July the 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Dan Claskins, back with you again. Just 42 days away from the start of the regular season, and wow, it is full-fledged game on for me. I am sure it is for you as well. If you're new to the podcast, well, thanks for listening. If you're a regular, we always appreciate you back. You can find us, getsportsinfo.com is the website. You can also subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and SoundCloud as well. But right now, we're going to dive into some of the topics of the day. We're getting into some high-stakes fantasy strategies today and talking to a good friend of ours from the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship we play against each other in, Travis Cox. We'll welcome him in our Friends in Fantasy segment here in just a moment. We'll also get into a little bit going on about the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship. This is its fifth year in Cincinnati, its 16th year in the state of Kentucky, the big weekend in Louisville looming at the end of August, and we'll dive into all that. You can find me on Twitter always at Dan Claskins. Be sure to also listen in weekend mornings. I'm there with James Adams, Fantastics Insider Football on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. And as always, you can catch all my articles and my rankings exclusively now as part of Pro Football Focus. Happy to be part of that team. Did my first Facebook PFF Elite Group Facebook Live last night. That's always fun. The PFF Edge and Elite packages are unbelievable content. You can get them for some great deals on them, including email advice. Let me set your lineups this year. Personalized email advice from me for free this season when you buy the PFF Edge or Elite by visiting the page on GetSportsInfo.com. You have to click on the link there, follow the instructions, find the great deal on PFF. Also, you can find a great deal if you just want that email advice. I'm actually going premium with it this year, folks, and I have to keep up with the volume, keep it coming to you. Check out the details there as well. Do have a little bit of, give myself a pat on the back. Don't do it very often, but I was feeling pretty proud this week for the as Fantasy Pros released its fantasy football accuracy rankings. We remember if you follow me on Twitter, half of you came to me on Twitter after last year's season weekly rankings success and finishing 14th out of 156 experts in accuracy a year ago. Bumped myself up to 12th in 2016 with those season-long rankings. And over the past 2 years, I am number 8 overall in the industry. So on the rise, feeling good about it. A lot of pressure for this year, though, but looking forward to trying to live up to that, helping you win in fantasy football. Before we get any further, you want to win in fantasy football and you like podcasts, another good one to check out, The Fantasy Fuss. You can get it as well as some great fantasy content, thefantasyfuss.com. And one of the co-hosts of that podcast and a fellow KFFC participant joining me now here on the podcast, Travis Cox. And Travis, man, welcome into the podcast. Happy to have you.
Thank you very much, man. I like those stats you're throwing out there. You're number 12 overall and 8 overall the last 2 years. That's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Oh, man. I mean, it's been dialed in. Now I just need the injury bug to stay free so I can really start capitalizing on this thing in some of these high-stakes leagues we're playing in. But, it happens. But I'll tell you what, I do enjoy playing fantasy and winning, especially money, but there is a lot of satisfaction for me when I can help others do the same.
For sure. That's why we do this too. The podcasting and all that good stuff, it's fun. And the fact that, you're actually doing well at it, it's proven that, that's a big thing. That's actually very hard to do. So it's very, cool to see that. And I bet you feel great about it.
Well, I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to pout myself over the back or anything but I definitely appreciate that. I will say this, I have so many leagues and teams that often I'm going against myself in so many leagues. And I know you're the same. But we're going to talk about your KFFC and fantasy league habits here in a second. But I'll tell you what, man, I get my studs and duds right. And, those guys that I've been pimping out there are right. Those are the ones I end up rooting for on Sundays because just about every other player I either have or going against somewhere. It's like I look at how the dust settles at the end of the day. We're turning a profit. And really, that's part of what high stakes is all about for players that play in so many leagues. And one of the things we'll dive into in a minute. Before we get to it, though, training camp has started, folks. I mean, seriously, it's crazy. We finally have news flow. There's teams out there at training camp. My favorite news story of the day actually wasn't even training camp. It was the fact that when you Googled owner of the Jets or Jets owner, Tom Brady came up in Google's index. It's hilarious. I tweeted that out as well. If you haven't,
wasn't that awesome?
Oh my God. There's somebody that works in digital media and like does search engine optimization for part of my job and being a football fan. Like that was, that was definitely a highlight in my comedy there. Definitely interested to see more about that. But let's get into the real news that fantasy owners care about here, Travis, before we jump into our topic of the day, high stakes strategies. And really, the news came before teams got to camp this week, and the news wasn't good for the Ravens on two different fronts. The first bit of news had their second-year running back, Kenneth Dixon, a player that we were anticipating being out four games, finished pretty strong last year. This guy was a nice value pick in some drafts I've been in, mock drafting especially. Now, the knee issue appears more serious than they thought when they went in. They ended up doing the complete procedure. He's out for the season. You look down now. Danny Woodhead, Terrence West leading the backfield. They got the newly signed Bobby Rainey. Of course, Buck Allen still in the mix. How are you approaching this Ravens backfield right now in your drafts?
Man, it's funny. Danny Woodhead's going around the 7th, 8th round right now, and he's probably going to get a bump up. And everybody was kind of on him anyway. But now, you know, the value pick is Terrence West. You can get him in, you know, anywhere between the 10th and 12th round. And, you know, he was going to start the first four games anyway because we all knew Kenneth Dixon had that suspension for four games. But Terrence West is someone that could be a steal in drafts later on.
You know, it stinks. It really does because he was already a guy I was sort of targeting, to be honest with you, before
exactly.
This injury to Dixon. I mean, in PPR leagues, very limited, but I figured that first four-game role, the short yardage situation there, Dixon a bit unproven even when healthy. I thought there was a crack at his ADP, but here's the thing. That ADP value, the stuff you're looking at in that data, that's blown out of the water. Terrence West is rise up the board quickly. How far I rose up in my ranks, I was already a little bullish on Woodhead in PPR leagues. Not as crazy on him in standard formats. And how could you be? The guy's never had more than 100 carries. I mean, the 1 year worked out in San Diego where he got all the red zone action there. But you can't certainly project that coming off an injury another year older. But I will say, I did bump Woodhead and West up slightly. I think in PPR leagues, I got Woodhead at 21, RB 21 there. And I've got West now as a solid flex option. I got him in RB 30. I like him probably a couple spots higher than that in standard. And Woodhead drops about 10 or 12 spots for me in a standard league. So I think he's a flex play there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, at least. Yeah, Terrence West is definitely a flex play in my opinion.
Yeah, so for the Ravens, I mean, and I joke, my producer on SiriusXM for the last 6 years, Phil Backard, he's a Ravens fan. I'm a Bengals fan. So, I mean, we have a lot of fun just going with that stuff. And both of our teams are laughable. So we laugh at each other and laugh at the Browns collectively. But at the end of the day, that the Ravens, it seems like they've been just cursed with injuries and bad luck for the past couple seasons. And if the Dixon news wasn't bad enough, now the report's out about Joe Flacco with a timetable that I've heard a lot of different ranges here, 3 to 6 weeks perhaps a back injury. CBS Sports' Jason LaConfora, he's reporting no one with the Ravens seems overly concerned about this injury. He's going to be missing camp. How concerned are you? And even if he were to miss a game or two, does this really impact much fantasy value as we look at the players in this passing game?
Well, I don't think so. You know, no one's targeting, you know, Joe Flacco anyway at this point, but there are some receivers that are somewhat, you know, decent values in the later rounds, a la Mike Wallace, who I, you know, tend to like. Breshad Perriman's not someone I'm totally on, so, and, you know, I think he needs a lot more than just a great quarterback to make him good anyway. So, really, it doesn't affect too much, in my opinion. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's not like I had many of those guys high on in my place anyway. And Flacco, I mean, it's to the point, unless you're in a super flex league or a two quarterback setup, I mean, this guy's pretty much off your radar. He's been outside my top 20 for a while now. He'll stay outside of it to start the 2017 season. Let's move on to other injuries, and can't have an injury report without this guy. Redskins tight end Jordan Reed is starting camp already on that active/pup list. Doesn't appear there's a lot of concern. It's called his big toe, but apparently now there's some stuff coming out even as we speak that they're also dealing with some ankle soreness there. May have twisted an ankle, overcompensating for his toe issue. This is just hilarious. Good news is, Travis, it's not a concussion.
That's the only thing I worry about with Jordan Reed is concussions. That guy, I feel bad for him. I mean, he's had so many, and it seems like every time you turn around, he's twisting an ankle or bumping his head or something. So this is not surprising to me, but are you concerned? I mean, I'm a little bit concerned if it's, you know day
what?
One.
I can tell you, I'm not concerned at all, and here's the reason. I won't end up on any of my teams. nothing against
that's a,
Jordan
that's
Reed.
A good way not I mean, to get concerned.
We've all seen the upside. We've seen the ceiling. And unfortunately, if you've owned him, you've seen the floor. But I'm looking at fantasy football calculators, 12-team PPR data as of today. Over 1,684 drafts they've had going on here in this format in the past week. And his ADP right now is 4.12, tight end 3 off the board. And I'm sorry, man. I'm not blowing a fourth-round pick on him. I'm not blowing one on Travis Kelce. I'm not blowing one on Greg Olsen at that spot. Unless you're in one of your high-stakes formats where you're getting that point and a half per PPR tight ends.
The premium.
Those guys aren't worth it to me. Yeah. Are they to you?
No, I'm actually right in line with you as well on this one, just because tight ends to me, you know, there's three of them that are really going to do good. It's those three you just mentioned. But then you have Jimmy Graham and Kyle Rudolph, Zach Ertz, and Eric Ebron down below, and even Martellus Bennett this year that could get right up there with those guys. So, yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to take a nice receiver or a nice running back in the third and fourth round and forget about the tight ends for a while.
Let's move on to some other talk here. We're talking a lot of injuries. There's going to be plenty more to come, and we'll definitely be talking injuries a couple times a week during August here on this Get Sports Info podcast. But you know, Travis, on your podcast, and before we get into what the main topic of today is, high-stakes strategies, I want to talk about the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship. But before we get into any of that, I want to just give you a real quick opportunity yourself to tell us a little bit about your podcast and where people can get it.
Our podcast, and I appreciate the time for that. Our podcast started last year. It's a group of friends. There's three of us. And, you know, we've been playing the KFFFC for, you know, over 3 and 4 years now collectively. I play in the FFPC as well and in a couple other formats. But we really just bring, you know, news notes, some fun takes, and a lot of arguments. So you can find it at fantasyfuss.com, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, the whole nine yards. You know, they're all about 45 to 50 minutes. So we might go a little long, but again, we like to argue and get really into it. So
yeah, you get in there with some buddies. I mean, there's guys. I had Joe Pisapia on our last podcast from NFTSTY Network, and he does a RotoWire podcast. But, man, me and Joe get talking. I think it's the Italian in both of us. I swear, dude, we could get on the first topic, and we're like 25 minutes in, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot to hit record, Joe. You think you got another hour?
Wow.
No, it wasn't quite like that. But I'm just saying, we could talk till the cows come home when it comes to football. So I get that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We do a lot of, you know, we'll get into our hot takes and strategies. And, you know, we always have a different opinion because we're friends, obviously. So even if we agree with one another, we're not going to let each other know it. So it's fun. It's entertaining. And, you know, we have fun with it.
Now, you and I, we've met. We're talking at one of the events we're here to talk about is how we met, the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship. And I met Farrell Elliott, the commissioner of it. Well, this is the fifth season in Cincinnati, so it was about 5 years ago, right about now, a little over 5 years ago, and man, it was so cool. I had my old college roommate, Roy Anselmo, had fared very well in it a couple times.
Oh, yeah, I know Roy.
And, you know, he was telling me about it. I was doing the stuff up here in Cincinnati, and I worked with Farrell to bring it up here, and I've been down to the main event in Louisville, literally some of the best high-stakes player in the country. This is like their tune-up for the Vegas time. They all come down here.
Oh, yeah.
From all over the place, and Farrell does it right. It's a great thing. It's a main event. We're going to get into some strategies and talk about that a little bit. Let's just generically talk a little bit about high-stakes strategies, period. We just said, Travis, I mean, you're in a room. Clock is on. You're going up against some of the best players out there. And there's some sharks, man. If you come into this swimming pool, there's a small fish.
Always.
They'll eat you up quick. And yeah, Farrell's got some unique things in his setup we'll talk about too. But, I mean, in general, when you're going up against these guys, like compared to your hometown league, I mean, how much different do you approach it?
Oh, completely different. The hometown leagues, I'm playing around. I'm just seeing where things fall and kind of having fun with it. But these high-stakes leagues, I mean, it's serious. It's not joking around. And, you know, my biggest advice for people that are doing these leagues is – you got to take who you want when you want it, because he's not coming back to you most of the time.
Yeah.
So, which is unfortunate because you're reaching sometimes. Yeah,
but you got to get your guy, because guess what? He's everybody's guy.
Exactly. Everybody knows everything about everybody in these leagues, and there's no hiding these players. There's no sleepers. So, you know, your opinion may be the same opinion of the other 12, you know, drafters on the board. So you got to take your guy when you want your guy.
That's great advice there, and it certainly holds true in that format. And, you know, I play in the KFFC. I've played in some of the scout leagues and the online championship. I haven't been out for the big $1,500 leagues, $1,700 leagues.
Oh, it's fun, man.
I need to get out there. I do. Really, for me, it's not the money. It's a great environment. I am just so freaking busy that time of year with all my football stuff. My high school football kicks off in mid-August.
Oh, yeah, you're probably
swamped. And it's like, it's a time issue. Plus, guess what? My daughter was born on September 2nd, right in the middle of it.
Oh,
so
wow,
every year
awesome.
I got a little girl's birthday that takes top of my list. But that said, why would people want to go to Vegas? You're on here. You're some of these other high-stakes events. Obviously, you know, Farrell, that's what's made the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship, because he's taken that feel and sort of brought to the region. But when you go out to Vegas, man, and you get in, yeah, there's a lot of different ones out there. Let's assume that they're pretty much, you know, in general here. Like, you're trying to sell somebody to do it. What's your selling points, bro?
My selling point on Vegas in general, without fantasy football, there's nothing that needs to be said.
What
really
goes on the road stays on the road. Rule number one.
Okay, that and with the FFPC and FFC and all the other good ones out there, you know, just meeting the players around the world that, you know, are doing what you do and they love what you do, and you're just getting ideas, you're bouncing back, you know, nice thoughts and strategies with each other, and just meeting these guys out here that are making it happen and making money in it. It's fun to see and listen to. So for me, just hearing and watching and experiencing fantasy football right in your face, I mean, it's, you can't beat it. Walking into that room, especially with the FFPC and the KFFFC, they both have this big room with just, you know, 15, 20, 30 tables with draft boards everywhere. The first time, you're kind of mesmerized. And it's an experience to remember. I mean, I remember my first time 5 years ago doing it, and, you know, I'll never forget it. It's really just the scope of things, the atmosphere. You can't beat it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I think most of these leagues also are PPR setup, obviously, but a lot of them incorporate the third receiver plus the flex. Everybody was wide receiver, you know, wide receiver drunk a year ago, but high stakes players, I mean, they've been going receiver heavy for a number of years. And now that people are so in on it, I mean, the question becomes, how do you approach it this year? I see everybody went wide receivers last year. All the ADP data is suggesting that running backs are actually being drafted around earlier. Now you get into these high stakes formats where people, you know, they're a little more aggressive, and at the same time, there's a lot of three receiver lineups in there plus the flex. Overall, like, how do you approach just in general your strategy? And I'm sure a guy like you, and I play in multiple leagues, I try to diversify myself a little bit as well. How does all that play into the mix for you, Travis?
Definitely. You definitely have to diversify a little bit, because you don't want 18 of the same teams running around there. That's not very fun, because if you lose, you lose. But with the drafts like that, basically what I kind of do is, you know, I'm playing the board, but as you know, fantasy football, there's always a trend. And last year, the trend was, hey, a lot of teams won with a lot of good running backs. They got them in later rounds. Now, guess what? Those running backs are being pushed up this year. And, you know, that makes receivers go down. So I zig when they zag, and I try to get value with most every pick, except for the top four rounds, because you can't really get value with those rounds. And, you know, I try to build my team based off what falls to me, one. And two, yes, I go wide receiver heavy a lot.
Yeah, wait on quarterbacks. And the thing is, I am a wait on quarterback guy. And this year, there's certainly that tier of upside plays there, like the Kirk Cousins, Jameis Winstons, Marcus Mariotas of the world there at that back end. And then some safe and steady guys you can get there too. But I'll tell you what, man, you get into some of these places, I find it happening to me more in industry leagues, not necessarily high-stakes leagues, because everybody's waiting on quarterback. And, man, I'll tell you what, gets around four, late round four, I'm not waiting on quarterback if Aaron Rodgers slips around. You know, I've, I've, I just got Drew Brees in round 7 of a draft, and I was like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sitting pretty with my first 6 picks here. I'll take Brees.
Yeah, if you have a nice team built up, so if you have 3 nice receivers and 1 good running back and you feel solid and you want to go out and get Drew Brees, I don't have a problem with it. I'm just not going to take a quarterback, you know, like Aaron Rodgers or
the same reason tight ends aren't on our team, dude.
Exactly. You can get so much value later. And here's my deal with that. You're playing one quarterback a week. You're playing one tight end a week, unless you're playing them in the flex. And sometimes in the bigger leagues, you're playing 2 flexes. So, but the main thing is you have 3 receivers. You're going to start 3 receivers every week. That should be your main focus starting early, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm right with you, bro. I am right with you. Let's get into the Kentucky Fantasy Football State Championship. That's where we met Farrell Elliott, both good friends of his. He's the commissioner. If you want to learn about it, first of all, just visit kffc.com. You want to like him on Facebook as well. Follow him there. And definitely check him out on Twitter at KFFC. But the high stakes events, most of them for years and years were in Vegas. They've gone to some other cities now. But what this is the best one in the region, man. This is a Vegas experience here locally. It started in Kentucky, mostly in Louisville. Farrell's had it for all but a few years. And down there, it is a weekend of events. And I know you're a participant in a lot of these, Travis. But, I mean, it starts up on a Friday night. And it goes all the way through Sunday with the ancillary leagues, all these other formats. This year, it's Friday, August 25th through Sunday, August 27th. At the Horseshoe Casino and Resort there in Elizabeth, Indiana, just across from Louisville. And then a week before that, the one I'm involved in, the promotion of it more so, is here in Cincinnati at the Jack Casino, Sunday, August 20th. 5 drafts that day. Those are all main event drafts. Let's start there. We have the main event to talk about, and then there's all these other side leagues. So sort of paint that picture for us.
The main event is a crazy experience as well. I mean, that's something that there's over 400 teams in. Even if you play in the Cincinnati, you know, part of it, you're still entering.
And there's online leagues too, by the way. I sort of left that out.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many ways you can play, and it's all for, you know, your division, the 12-man division. You're going to win at least $1,000 if you win the division. You're also going to get points, or money for highest points and best records. So right there, you can win your money back and more, and then some. And then you get entered into this large playoff system. And I don't know what the big prize is right now, but he may or may not change it. But it's up there. It's over $7,000. So, and in top 5 gets a free team in Vegas.
Yeah, that's another $1,750. And it does fluctuate. But, I mean, so many ways to win, man.
There's so many ways to win. But beyond that, though, just the experience in Cincinnati, being around those guys, like I was saying earlier in Vegas, everybody's out there that, you know, they're good at football. They're not just your home league guys. They're out here trying to win and make money, and they'll stop at no cost to do it.
Yeah, so but a new player shouldn't be too intimidated. I mean, we say that. But you know what? It's still, if you're like fantasy and you've been playing for a number of years, you want to take a step up into high stakes, it's the perfect way to do it, because it's a much lesser rate than if you go to Vegas. It's right here in your backyard. Like I said, they have the online leagues. What I like is there's 12 guys in a division. You're going to get best record. You're going to get most points after 11 weeks. You have a little 2-week playoff. There's a Super Bowl winner. You can win $1,600 for the $340 entry fee right there.
Can't beat it.
And then you get into the main event, and there's a lot of ways to qualify for that, but, you know, even some wild card teams. And the main events, like you said, it's just where you get lumped in. The top 5 get paid out some really nice cash. I think last year it was like $7,500 for first place. It does change year to year. You'll have to see it on the site. But plus you get the entry to Vegas. Those top 5 teams, they're getting that entry into Vegas for next year. That's $1,750. And I know that more than one Kentucky Fantasy Football State Champion has turned that into even more money.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And actually, you're talking to the 5th place finisher right here.
There we go. We're talking to one right now.
Yeah, so, and but, you know, it's just a fun experience, man. The 12 guys in each division are, you know, they're battling hard. And, yes, you're right. You shouldn't be too scared to come out and try your wits with it. It's a fun league.
Yeah, and check it out both places. I like both of them for their own separate things. I think the big room in Louisville, the Louisville Cardinals dance team. I mean, you've got these young dance girls that are putting the stickers on the board. I think Farrell tries to distract people with that, but I've learned to tune it out, bro. Stay focused on the board, right?
That's right. I always hope that, you know, there's probably three and four girls on each table, but I always hope I have the one with, like, two girls and just get it over with. Like, you come get my pick and you put it on
the board.
I've
been going down for a few years now, so I'm starting to feel like Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused because, you know, those draft board girls, I keep getting older. They stay the same age, man. I mean,
it's funny.
But no, I think seriously, though, the Louisville event, they crown the state champ. My good buddy, James Adams, my co-host on Fantastics, a guy that drafted in the very league with me here in the main event 2 years ago, went on to win it. And I was with him like the week 16 when he was sweating that out. And it was so much fun. And that's what it's all about. And you know, the thing I also like about the KFFC, some pretty unique twist. You know, I'm a dude that's been playing fantasy since 1990. I like to shake it up every now and then. So when I first got in, the two things that I really love talking to dudes about was the fact that A, on the live events, you can actually bid from your $1,000 fab on your draft pick. So the draft order is determined in an auction before the thing even starts. And then second thing I love is the third round reversal, which certainly wasn't an invention of KFFC. Now, I do think that third round reversal is a little outdated based off how it was founded, but it's just enough of a wrinkle to make me think. So I think both of them are interesting. How are you approaching each of those things this year, man? Are you spending up for a certain pick? Is there a certain spot in the draft you want? Obviously, you'd probably do mix it up with various leagues, but if you had to pick a main strategy, what is it, dude?
I'm the guy that literally waits until no one wants to take a spot, and I'll take it.
Yeah.
you can put me in any spot in the draft, and I'm going to have the same
most
approach.
Most years, though, I leave fab money on the table, too. I mean, you know, because I'll go after a guy, but, I mean, I played in a lot of leagues with fab. I think the KFFC one's a really hard one to read because there's no consistency. It's such a wide range of players that from year to year, the aggression levels are different.
Yeah, well, just like last year in the Cincinnati division, we drafted in the very first draft, and the first spot went for I think it was $400 or $500 in the fab budget. The very next draft went for like $100. So you'll really get no consistency with that whatsoever. But that's what makes it fun. I mean, I try to bid up people and you know make them spend their money because at the end of the day, I want them to have.
I
no
love
money.
Anywhere where there's an auction. I'm that dude that just and you know what? I get burned now and then, but more often than not, it works, dude.
Oh, it does. I'll be the guy that's real quiet.
It did screw me the 1 year, though. In Louisville, I watched the number one pick go for like $100 the night before. I opened up bidding at $10, and then I picked number one. And it was a year I didn't want number one. I already had enough shares of those players.
Oh, man. Well, it's funny. I mean, I'm the guy that sits there and just listens to the whole conversation. And then right when they get about $400 or $500, I'll say $550. And they'll start all over again. And I'll just be quiet the rest of the time. So it's funny.
The other thing in there, the third round reversal we talk about and where you want to draft. In the third round reversal, I mean, a lot of it, that's why a lot of people play the second part of that draft so they could be on the swing. Because if you pick at pick 12, you get pick 13. And then because of the third round reversal, you're back with pick 25.
You can't beat that. So if you're looking to go, you know, later in the drafts, which not a lot of people are this year, but if you're looking to go later in the draft, you know, the third round reversal is key, and you can actually get, you know, you're going to get the best second round player, and you're possibly going to get one of the best third round players. So it's you know, a trade-off, but at the same time, you know, the first round you're going to suffer just a little bit, because this year, in my opinion, it's only a 7 or 8 player first round.
Yeah, I'd like to be somewhere in the middle this year, I think. I think of both my drafts, I'm going to shoot for, you know, 6 through 9 and just deal with it.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to get one of those three running backs or one of the 5 receivers. And
that's what everybody's targeting, and that's what you need to get. I mean, you know, the top three running backs
are there. And then you're not messing
with
the third round reversal as much. You're just in your spot, dude.
Yeah, definitely. In the middle of the first round, you're not messing with all the trends and liquid stuff. You catch all the runs, and you're good to go.
Yeah, so we'll see. You never know. I go in with some thought every year, and it goes to the wayside quickly.
Changes.
And that's the key.
Yeah.
And I know you attest to it too, man, is you just got to play the draft. Enjoy it, you know, mix it up a little bit. If you're in a lot of leagues, try some different stuff, man. Crying out loud. Let's just get to it. And definitely try out the KFFC. As I said, KFFSC.com. You can go there right now and read the complete rules. You can see all the different games, all the ancillary leagues. There's 3 days of drafts, and they're a lot of fun. 3 days in Louisville, August 25th through the 27th. We've got Sunday, August 20th in Cincinnati. several online drafts for those of you that listen to the podcast or follow me from all over the country. Check it out now. Go to kffsc.com. That's kffsc.com. And you can click on the 2017 full event schedule link. Check it out there. Check out the podcast there. Check out our podcast here with Travis Cox, the fantasyfuss.com's his website. Be sure to check him out on Twitter at Travis, or excuse me, at TravC17. That's TravC17 on Twitter. I'm going to follow you right now, dude. I don't know. I thought I already was
actually,
following
you, know what?
You until I just checked it out. But
I don't even know my own Twitter handle because it's TravC_17.
Oh, man. There we go. Let's correct it right now. I won't be editing this, so we're going to do it in real time. Trav. Let's I thought I saw it. An underscore when I was looking at it before.
Yeah, I'm
TravC
sorry.
TravC_17.
No 17. Just Trav C underscore.
I did have it right.
That's all
now
it is.
I'm really confused. So yeah. Trav C underscore.
That's my fault.
And that was your fault.
That's my fault. Yes, it is.
Oh, man. That's funny. Travis, I really appreciate your time, man. Before we let you get out of here, I just want to thank you again. And you know, I look forward to seeing you. I'm going to be in the 4 o'clock draft in Cincinnati. I'll be down Saturday night in Louisville, so I'm sure I'll catch you at some point.
Oh, you'll see me. I'm going to be in 4 of those, and anybody else looking to come in to, and check it out and, you know, hang out with us in Cincinnati, please do so. Go to the kffsc.com and talk to Farrell, and he's a trip. You'll love him. And
Farrell is one of a kind. He's worth the price of admission by himself sometimes.
Oh, easy. He calls me his nephew all the time for some reason. He introduces
that's
me.
That's better
hey,
than the name he calls
Travis.
Me. We won't share that on air, but that's another time, another place. Thanks a lot to Travis. Thanks a lot to Farrell Elliott and the KFFC. And hope you enjoyed some of our high-stake strategies. When I come back in episode 14, I'm going to look at the training camp / preseason position battles you need to know about. Plus, I'm going to visit one of my favorite topics I do every time this year, characters in your fantasy league. We'll talk about some of those guys as well. Until then, we thank you for listening. And be sure to check out GetSportsInfo.com for all the podcast news, news there, the blog, and everything else you need. Until next time, I'm Dan Claskins. This is the Get Sports Info Podcast.